What's happening, guys? Welcome to the Accelerate Your Conference podcast by BCHQ with Liam Mack. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all living the dream this December. So what I want to talk about today is kind of how to have your mindset set on basically the festivities and how you're going to combat not feeling guilty for eating more food than you normally would, because I think a lot of people get into December and they think the gloves are off kind of thing, may as well wait till January, and it's just a poor mindset to have. Because if you go with the mindset of I'm going to do nothing through December, I'm going to eat what I want, drink what I want, and just live my best life, you are going to come to January with double, triple the work to do than you had before. All right, now whether you've started your goal and you've been progressing throughout the year, or whether you're thinking about starting, my advice is take action now. If you're already taking action, stick at it and keep to your daily habits. What I've said to my clients is the best approach to December is see it as damage limitation. So that means we still get in our daily habits, such as our 10,000 steps per day. We still commit to coming to our exercise sessions. We're still working on mindset. We're still instilling habits into our lifestyle. The only thing we're relaxing on slightly is food. Now, what I mean by that is I don't mean the gloves are off with food and you can kind of do what you want. You need to still have some sort of accountability. However, there is going to be temptation out there. We can't get away from it. There's going to be alcohol, food, social events, maybe not as much as normal, but after the year we've had, I'm presuming people want to drink themselves to a pretty dark place. But the thing is, there's always a way back from it. All right. So the way I see it is we are human. Now, I work with the majority of ladies, who is just general population. The majority of people who listen to this will be general population. We're not athletes, is what I'm saying. Athletes, it's different. They have to perform year in, year out, so their diet has to be super strict. General population, we are human. We want to live life to the best we possibly can. There is going to be nice food out there. There's going to be nice alcohol. Nice alcohol. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was going to cut that bit out, but let's be honest, alcohol is nice. Now, what I'm saying is, we're not athletes. You ain't gonna jump on stage next week. You ain't gonna try and run a 100 meter sprint. You don't need to put so much pressure on yourself to be that good around Christmas. So let's take the guilt away from it. Enjoy Christmas, all right? However, have some sort of accountability where it's not crazy. Let's be honest, the main days people celebrate are Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve. That's 3 days out of 30. So 10% of December, realistically, is when you can go, the gloves are off, let's party. Do you know what I mean? So rather than having the mindset of let's spend 30 days self-sabotaging and putting ourselves in a worse position come January, let's think, right, what days am I actually going out? And what days do I need to look after my food a bit better in order to earn it? Because otherwise, we're going to pay for it later. The thing is though, the minute you take the guilt away from it and you understand that you're in control of your own diet throughout December, you won't feel guilty and your head won't fall off the minute you have too many roast spuds on your plate, too many of them pigs in blankets, do you know what I mean? Take the pressure off, it's gonna happen. It's pointless trying to avoid it and have feeling guilty about it. It is Christmas, enjoy the thing, do you know what I mean? We've had a nasty year, nearly swore then, but I held it together. We've had a nasty year, so people are gonna enjoy Christmas. All right, so let's take the guilt away. Now, what I don't wanna happen though, is I don't want you to one of these new year, new me melts, all right? Those kind of people create more work for themselves, and they're always in the mindset that January is gonna fix all the problems. January ain't gonna fix the problems. You need to fix your problems. You need to address the problems and see what's going wrong in your lifestyle and commit to creating the new you, all right? Next week, what I am gonna cover is how to set yourself up for January and the right goals based on what we've spoke about today. Because it's not a kind of, I wanna do this, this and this. You need to commit to it. You need to have a plan. You need to take action on it. You need to implement it every single day into your life, not just in January. Because if you do that, again, you're gonna have another year of failure. And I wanna know exactly what you wanna leave in 2020 and what you're taking forward into 2021. You need to ask yourself that right now. Now, the reason I say this, and you might think it's quite thought-provoking, but good, because I want you to get thinking and I want you to feel guilty about the things you've not done this year and what you're gonna do to move forward. Because the thing is, if you don't have expectations from yourself, you are never, ever gonna be motivated to get off the couch and get stuff done. So what I do with my clients is we kind of set expectations. Now, if I say that, if I think they're too high of an expectation, I'll say, look, that's unrealistic. You ain't gonna lose a stone in 2 weeks. If they're too low, they're not gonna be motivated to get off the couch. Do you know what I mean? So we have to meet in some sort of middle ground. My advice this year, going into 2021, is get a coach who will hold you accountable and call you out on your own excuses, because that is where you'll make the best possible progress. with me, I can see right through people when they're trying to tell me excuses and things like that. All my clients will tell you exactly the same. Having a PT in the past was seen as a luxury. If you want to get the best out of yourself and the best from life and progress in life the best, you need a coach to hold you accountable. I myself have a coach for everything apart from my bowel movements, and that's the only reason behind that is because I haven't found one yet, to be honest with you. And it kind of happens naturally, so it's all good. However, I'm rambling, I know, but what I'm saying is you need a coach if you want to get the very best out of yourself. So it's something to consider. I want you to ask yourself again, what are you leaving in 2020? The habits you've picked up in 2020, what do you want to leave and how do you want to feel in 12 months time? Ask yourself that. I'll catch you next time. Next week, we're going to set some goals for the new year. No new year, new me melts aloud. So speak to you soon. It's been Liam Mack, Accelerate Your Confidence podcast by BCHQ.